You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I go out trolling at times to see what festivals are on in Ireland. Particularly if I'm going to be in Ireland at any time when there might be one on. But while I was trolling, I came across two in January that I'm very interested in. One is the Dublin Tradfest, and I hope to talk about it maybe in a week or two. It is a phenomenal event with amazing artists. And the other, which caught my eye, was Dry January Festival. And Ellen Webb is here with me. Ellen is involved with that. And given that it is Ireland, it's Dublin, and there is an international perception that the Irish don't seem to be capable of enjoying themselves without booze. Ellen, you're here to contradict all that. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely, Austin. No worries at all. Very, very happy to be a part of the radio show in Canada. So, yeah, that's exactly what we're looking to do, is contradict the notion that you need alcohol to have fun. So the whole purpose of the festival, it's a dry January festival, and we're hosting 70 events throughout the month of January that are completely booze-free.
How long has this been running, Ella?
So we started our first one in 2021. We tried to gauge it. We had a very, very few events running during that time, but now we've just gotten increasingly more popular and have a lot of other collaborators who wanted to get involved in the festival. So this is our third year up and running, doing it officially, and going strong.
Well, 2021 was in the midst of COVID, so that would have been in itself a challenge. But
exactly.
I know there was an awful lot of people struggled during COVID, both with isolation and with access to, be it alcohol or drugs or other addictive substances. So I guess some of the motivation at that time could have been very beneficial, or some of what you were doing would have been beneficial to people who were struggling then.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the idea, started around that time, because we wanted to get more active involved in events that you could do without alcohol. You know, during COVID, one of the only things you could do was drink at home, you know, play a bit of bingo at home, get some drinks in, maybe go on Zoom calls with your friends. And we decided enough is enough. We wanted to get the sense of community back again, get the sense of doing something new, trying new things, and having your hobbies involved again in an event capacity.
So when you say that it was to create a space with events, I notice from the website that you have a wide range of events that would cater to lots and lots of interest. Would you like to give us kind of a flavour of what you guys have organised?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have tons of events running throughout the whole month. A lot of them are art-based and focusing on trying new hobbies in an art sense. And then a lot of them are wellness-based. So what I mean by that is there's yoga events happening, there's running club meetup events, there's roller skating events, trying to get like a sense of community and wellness in one, and showing that you can do different things, different exercises, and make them a bit more fun. And then in terms of the art events, we have some really cool things like pottery throwing, which is a new thing that we've opened there recently, and rug tufting, which is also a new thing that we've opened recently. So trying to introduce new hobbies that maybe you've seen online but you've never had a chance to try it. And this is a great way to do it, is during this festival when everybody's, you know, after Christmas, they're all partied out and they just want to try something new.
Geographically wise, Ellen, where are you guys located, or where are these events available? Is it, have you been able to kind of cover the outlying areas, or is it mainly down centre town in Dublin?
They're mostly in Dublin, in city centre, but a few of our collaborators have been doing their own events in their own studios or their own workplaces. So depending on where you're looking, you'll find on our website the events and where they're located. And if it's a different collaborator, it will give their location as well. Mostly Dublin city centre, though.
And there were there was one something there caught my eye as well. I think it was some kind of an event where there was food involved, and one of the provisos on it was said, if you're bringing your own stuff, you don't bring alcohol. Yeah. I can't remember which one that was.
Let me just have a look now, because we've got so many, it's hard to try and remember which one it was.
I thought it was a dinner. It was going out for dinner or something, and I just thought... and you're doing speed friending in the...
Speed friending is one of them, yeah, we're doing speed friending. Something kind of nice where, you know, people usually think of speed dating, and they think of, okay, this is going to have to be romantic, I need to, you know, woo someone here, but the idea is to just get a friend, even if you want to just meet up again, you can do something fun with them, and maybe you could do another event that we have with them after you've done the speed friending event.
So, we're a little bit into January, we're not very far. What has the response been like so far?
It's been really good. We've had lots of people asking us about the events, asking if they can get involved with the events. So we're still getting people looking to collaborate, and small businesses in the area trying to collaborate, which is really exciting, because the more, the better. The idea is that we want something every single day happening, and to have the option to be as broad as possible. So had such a good feedback with it so far. People are excited for it. I'm doing dry January myself. You know, I drank way too much over Christmas, and I just said, enough is enough. Let me just do this, put my head down, and try new things as well.
So looking back at last year, when you were doing your post-mortem after the full month of January, and you were looking back, how did that post-mortem go, and how was the feedback that you were getting at the end of the month?
Yeah, it was good. What we noticed last year was that maybe we went a bit too much with the events. We did about 100 events at that time. And when you have too much going on, it can be hard to kind of keep up with all of them and make sure they all run smoothly. So we decided to narrow it down this year. And that's why we have 70 this year. So we wanted to do kind of tighten up the events and make them look a bit more refined. But last year, the feedback was great. There were so many new people that had come to it and had only discovered us through the festival. So it was good for our other events throughout the year then.
And Ellen, while exercise is a great method of bringing people together, so is music. Are there any music events, any sessions? Does it incorporate anything like that?
Yeah, like we always want to do something that incorporates music as well, because at the same time, like, we do like the idea of like a trad kind of thing as well, where the thing with that is that you don't need alcohol to just get involved in a jam session. So at the moment we don't have one like specified on it, but we're always going to be updating the events and getting more in, but we do want to incorporate more music.
And Ellen, if anyone wants to find out anything more about the event, if they were interested in replicating this type of an event, maybe next year or at some stage in the future, and finding out more, where should we be directing them?
Yeah, so you can actually go to our website, is dryjanuaryfestival.com, and you'll see all of the list of events there. You'll see an about section and contact. So if you were sort of thinking of running your own festival next year or trying to do something similar, you can kind of look and see how we have done it and what we've based it off of.
What would you say would be the single most unusual event that you yourself kind of, when you look at the list, that kind of say, well, that's a little bit weird. I'd be interested in going to that one.
I think, for me, I think the Create Your Own Vulva workshop is definitely a little strange. It's something that maybe people aren't used to seeing or hearing, but it's a bit of a laugh, and it's kind of fun. It's a felting workshop where you can learn how to make a beautiful woman's anatomy. That's a bit of fun. There's so many other ones. New parents, so if you wanted to do a pottery print with your baby's feet, your baby's handprints, that's another interesting one. I haven't seen that done yet. Just lots to see, lots of interesting ones.
And demographically, what age group, or is there a block that you're seeing? Like, are there your contemporaries? Are you getting people that might be more in their 50s or 60s or retirees?
Yeah, we're noticing kind of the age range is definitely 18 to 50-year-olds mostly getting involved with it, because we've tried to keep it as broad as possible so that we're not narrowing down the selection of anyone. Mostly, I suppose, the idea of it is that we have a website and a lot of it is online on Instagram, so that's kind of reaching that demographic just automatically. But we have tried to broaden that and, you know, use printouts and flyers as well around Dublin so that more people can see it and come across it. And that would widen the demographic for sure.
And practically everything is indoors, so the weather is not an issue.
No, absolutely. Everything is indoors. Yeah, we thought about that. We said January may be the coldest month so far here. So definitely all indoors. We have a roller skating session that's going to be indoors as well. So we tried to keep all of that inside.
Ellen, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you. And thanks for taking the time and every success.
You too.
I hope you have a fantastic month.
Thank you so much, Austin. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it.